If you want to listen along or read along, Hebrews chapter 13. Learned a little bit of new stuff while I was preparing this message. Got a lot to learn. The Bible's so rich and so full. So much in there. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 9. It says, "Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace." And I remember we preached about a tree or chaff. And you always find when God is talking about right, he's always talking about stability. The heart be established. When he's talking about immorality or wickedness, it's always unstable. And that's consistent all over the Bible. And be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrine. The Bible's not going to change, by the way. Okay? God's not going to change. And so the Bible's not going to change. God's not going to change. Doctrine's not going to change. So read the Bible, study the Bible, listen to good preaching, let the Spirit lead you and pick what the Bible says. And then when the new trend comes along, you say, "Oh, well, there's a whole bunch of Christians who follow this trend, but I won't because the Bible didn't change. And we're sticking with the truth. But don't be blown about by strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established with grace and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein." I want to preach on that. I don't have time to preach on that. But I just want to say this. People always get messed up when they become occupied in a doctrine. Okay? There's the whole counsel of God. You don't find Jesus occupied in a doctrine. If you find Paul occupied in a doctrine, it's salvation. But you don't find people, but all of a sudden I found it. Nobody else ever found, and everybody's got to know it's the most important doctrine in the Bible. I've done this with so many people who all of a sudden, "You got to know this is so important." And I start saying, "Okay, listen to me, the most important doctrines of the Bible. This, the rapture, or this, what food you can eat, or this, what day you can meet on." And I say, "Okay," because they're occupied in that. I say, "What about inspiration of scriptures?" "Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's more important." "How about the deity of Christ?" Yeah, that's more important. "I guess you're right, yeah." "Okay, how about the Trinity?" "Okay, yeah." And they start going through all the important doctrines. Don't get occupied with some, and then everybody's got it, because you got the, you know. Don't get occupied that way. And these people were occupied with meat, and what you could eat, what meat you couldn't eat, and all those things, and the law, and stop. And don't get sidetracked. Keep the main thing the main thing. Verse 10. See, I wasn't supposed to preach on that. "We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood was brought in the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are buried without the camp." Okay, these they're outside the camp, the animals that were killed. Now watch. "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate." Jesus was killed outside of Jerusalem, outside the camp, because he was a sacrifice, okay? Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach." Boy, do Christians never read that verse. He says, "Hey, you know what? Jesus was outside the camp. Now you go join him outside the camp, bearing his reproach, taking the stamp of Christ on you, and the people of the world not liking you and mocking you." And most Christians think they did something wrong if they have reproach on them. And they say, "I don't want to go witnessing. I don't want to do this. They'll think of this." You're afraid to go without the camp and bear his reproach. Don't be afraid to bear his reproach. That's not what you should be doing. And it says, go without the camp, bearing his reproach. That's not the message either. "For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come." Now, verse 15, that's why we bear his reproach, because this isn't our world. We're just passing through. Verse 15 is our message. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased." All right, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord to speak. Father, I pray for your Spirit to speak. Lord, thank you for all the things we've read, the great doctrine in Hebrews 13, an unfamiliar chapter to most Christians. I pray you'd help us tonight. Your Holy Spirit speak to us, and the Word of God to become real and powerful. And may we offer pleasing sacrifices to you. Lord, help us in this I'm not very good at this, and we're probably all not very good at this, Lord. So help us become good at it tonight, because we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. And I pray you'd speak to us and show us what we need to do in Jesus' name. Amen. It's interesting. He says here there's three sacrifices that please God. He says the first is the sacrifice of praise. The second sacrifice is verse 16, but to do good. And that's a sacrifice to God. And then to communicate, forget not. Communicate in this verse, it's a big, long Greek word. It's a big, long Greek word. It means to partnership and distributing. And it means to communicate. That means that partnership and giving to people and meeting the needs of people and to not just keep what you have but share. And that's what it means. So do good and to help other people and share with other people what you have. And it says three things: praise, do good, and partnership and distributing is actually the technical definition of that word, communicate. So those three things are, and it says in both verses, we're supposed to offer the sacrifice of praise, because it's talking about sacrifices there. And then it says, verse 16, at the end of the verse, forget not, for with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. So God is well pleased when you give these sacrifices. Now the context here, of course, he mentioned the sacrifices of the animals that were killed in the Old Testament. And they were killed without the camp, and they were brought to God. Now let me take you back to Leviticus chapter 17. Leviticus chapter 17. Praise God, we don't have to kill all the animals. We don't have to kill the ox and the sheep and the goats and all the things, the turtle doves and all those things. That's not the kind of sacrifice we have to give anymore, but God still tells us to give a sacrifice. And I want to focus on the first one, the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise continually. In Leviticus chapter 17, it talks about someone who kills something he sacrifices something but doesn't bring it to the temple. And verse 1, it says, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, and say unto his sons, and to all the children of Israel, say unto them, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, what mansoever there be of the house of Israel, which killeth an ox, or a lamb, or goat, in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He has shed blood, and the man shall be cut off from among his people. By the way, that was basically losing your salvation. God cut you off from part of Israel. And to the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices, which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them unto the Lord and to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. He says, if a man goes and he kills an animal in the field like he's supposed to, he sacrifices it, but he doesn't bring the offering to the temple, cut him off from the nation. Because he just spilled blood for no reason. And he killed it, but he didn't offer it. He started the process. He had the goods, but he did not do the action, and he didn't bring it to God. He didn't bring that thing to God. And God says, I want it this way, because that's the way I want it. Now, I want to say this. Praise, we're supposed to bring an offering of praise to God, and many of us have already the offering there. We already know what God's done. We already know how God's been good to us. We already see what God's done for us. God's already shown us his goodness. We just don't make the offering of praise. We don't take the action to the Lord and bring it to God and say, Lord, I thank you. You got excited when you got that thing, but you didn't say, God, I come to you and I give you a sacrifice. Here's a sacrifice. Thank you. I praise you, Lord. And we're supposed to praise God and bring a sacrifice of praise to God. A sacrifice of praise. We're going to be mostly in the Old Testament. And let me take you to the book of Psalms. We'll start in, let's start in Psalm chapter 9. So the Greek word, or the Hebrew word in the Old Testament, the word for praise is yada. Interesting word. The word means to throw up the hands. It means to cast them up. That's what it means. Actually throw them up. It's almost like throwing a stone, but throwing it upward. And that's what praise means. That's what praise is in the Old Testament. That's what yada means. That's the word that's used hundreds and hundreds of times. And we're supposed to offer a sacrifice of praise. But it's Old Testament and New Testament. The Bible says, lift up holy hands to God without wrath and doubt. And I believe that it is good to raise your hands and good to raise your hands in church. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. That is not a charismatic thing. That's a Bible thing. Okay? And it's in the Bible. And so it's good and it's holy and it's good. And to lift your hands to God. Psalm chapter 9, let's just read what God says about praise. I'll just read a bunch of verses, give you a feeling for it, and talk to you about it. First of all, we see that we're supposed to praise God with our whole heart. Psalm 9 and verse 1, I will praise thee, O God, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise unto thy name, O thou most high. Now, we're going to see a lot of different ways to praise God. To sing praise to God, it said just praise him, and then praise him in front of people verbally. And there's many different ways we'll see that throughout here. Psalm 34. This goes along with Hebrews. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's where Hebrews 13 said, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. You don't stop praising God. It's a continual thing, and you praise him. Psalm 66. And verse 2. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Make it a big deal. Make his praise a great thing, a beautiful, a powerful thing with your whole heart. Make it a glorious thing. It's a big deal to praise God, so make it glorious. Don't make it puny and small and insignificant and barely there. That's not what God says to do. It says make his praise glorious and do that. And then I want to, let's go to Psalm 146. Let's do that. Psalm 146. I'm going to give you just a feeling of praise a little bit in the Bible. And verse 1, it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. It says, I will sing praises. And Psalm chapter 40, verse 3 says, he hath put a new song in my heart, even praise unto my God. Your song should be praise to God. And I'm glad we got to do a little bit of that tonight. Psalm 147. Psalm 147. And verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. That word means appropriate. It fits. It is what should be done. It's like someone walking up and giving you something nice, and they stand there in front of you, and you stare at them. It's appropriate, it's right there to say thank you. That's what fits in there. And praise is appropriate and looks right and fits right to God. You ought to be doing it, and we should be praising the Lord. Psalm 147 we read, right? It is pleasant, it is comely. Psalm 148. Read verses 1 through 5 and then 13 and 14. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens. Ye waters that are that be above the earth. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he hath commanded, and they were created. Verse 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and pray and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto him with a timbrel and harps. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, and he'll beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. That's another way to praise God. Sing on your bed. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, to punishment of the people, to bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them judgment, written in honor, to have all the saints praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praising him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of trumpets, praise him with a psaltery and harp, praise him with a timbrel and dance, and praise him with string instruments and organs, and praise him with the loud cymbals, praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And we can see just God says, hey, praise God and do it. And there's many ways to do it, many places to do it, in the great congregation and upon your bed. And you do it with your mouth, and you do it with song, and you do it in many, many ways, and praise the Lord with instruments, and in many ways, it's what is befitting. It's what all of nature does. It's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be bringing to God a sacrifice. Lord, here's my sacrifice. And isn't it good you don't have to kill your animals in order to bring a sacrifice to God? As a matter of fact, your sacrifice to God costs nothing. You don't have to kill Fifi and Tiger and all your animals. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is look up and say, Lord, I praise you for this, and give him the glory and give him the praise. Isaiah 43 says, we are created for his glory. You're created to give God glory, and that's a little different than praise, but it's very similar. You ought to be praising the Lord and giving God praise. It's all over the Bible, and it's what is appropriate, and it's all over there. I want to just, as we see, it can be done everywhere, and it should be done all the time, and it should be continually be in our lips. Oh, praise the Lord. Boy, God's good. Thank you, Lord. That worked out. Boy, thank you, Lord, for working that out. Thank you, Lord. I had about 6 million things to do today, and then by the end of the day, I had 6,500,000 things to do today, and I thought at the start of the day, I'm never going to get this done, and then I got added things to it. And I was going to my last errand, and it just, I had one of those days where everywhere I went, the next thing I needed to do was right next door. And there was no lines everywhere I went today. And I realized, I'm going to get everything done today. I said, Lord, thank you for giving me Godspeed today. I would love to say I prayed at the start of the day and said, God, give me Godspeed, but I didn't. But God did, because I'm serving him, and I had a million things to do, and he knew I was dumb and wouldn't remember. And so he gave his grace. And so praise the Lord for that. Praise God. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. And so you should praise the Lord. I find Jesus often praised at the start of his prayer. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Be done with Psalms, I think. See, many of us have got the praise there. We've got the sacrifice. We know we ought to praise him. We have blessings, and we know about them. We just haven't brought the praise to him. God says that's evil. Praise the Lord, and don't kill the animal, not bring the sacrifice. You shed blood for no reason, and don't come to me. Don't not come to me with praise. If you know, you should be praising. Matthew chapter 11, and Jesus praying, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. And Jesus oftentimes would say, I thank you, you've heard me, Father. I pray this in front of them so that you can hear me. And he gives praise. And of course, Psalms is full of praying and praise. The Lord's Prayer doesn't start with requests. It starts with reverence and praise to God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, this is something I'm not super comfortable with. and I battled the Lord on it all week. And he won somehow. And but I just want to go, excuse me, a little bit into how I praise in my prayer time. Okay, now you can praise God all the time. You should sing praise to God. And I hope you did when we were singing early songs. But in my prayer time is my best praise time. There is what I call closet prayer. Okay? Matthew 6:6, enter into the door of your closet and shut the door. That is, you've got to be very private in that prayer. I do not think you ever have a good prayer life unless you have a closet prayer life. You will not pray well around people. You will not pray well when you're driving. You will not pray well. Now, you should pray, and it's good, and pray without ceasing. I understand that. However, the Bible says sometimes you should shut your door and enter in your closet. Jesus went up to the mount away from people. He said, you guys go across the ocean. I'm going to go up on the mount here. I'll go to that mount, I think, too. And so he, aren't you jealous? But I praise the Lord that I get to go and you don't. No, I hope you get to go someday. I hope you don't covet. So you got to have that, and I had that praise time. Why? Because the Bible says make his praise glorious. I don't like to, see, the Bible says pour out your heart before him. Psalm 62, 6 through 8, 1 Peter 5, 7, other verses. Pour out your heart before him. I don't pour out my heart well when somebody's on the other side of the room. I am a super private person. And so I can't pray well. When I don't pray super good in church. I wish I did. I wish my mind is that focused and I see myself in front of the throne of God, but not there yet. And I just need to, I wouldn't survive if I didn't go in the closet. Now, I don't use a literal closet. I have before, but you can. The point is not that you're in a closet. The point is you're alone and shut the door. It means you are isolated. Most of my prayer time in my life has been out in the forest somewhere. That's been most common. Sometimes out in a field. Sometimes on a railroad track. Sometimes it's been right now. It's usually in this building. sometimes been in a car. I've been many places. Sometimes I've been in a wood shop. I've prayed all, but I'm talking about when I go and privately praise the Lord. When I go alone to praise Him, first thing I do is have a prayer list. Everybody thinks they can pray without a prayer list, and I don't pray. And then they say I need a prayer list eventually, and they don't pray. But I have a prayer list, and one of the reasons I do is because my memory's terrible and my mind wanders, and I need to pray out loud if I'm going to pray good. Now, I have to pray out loud because my mind wanders. You do too. You're ADD also. Everybody is in our society. Your mind will wander because your mind has been dragged around so much that it's science. And your mind can't stay one track very well. There are a few people who can pray. I've met a few people who pray excellent while they jog alone. And some people do some things and hiking and different things like that. Me, I like to be I don't like being in physical activities while I do that because I'm thinking I'm about to die. But I go and I go alone and I pray. And so what I do is I have a prayer list. And that prayer list, I do four things. I start off with praise and worship to God. That's the first thing I do. Our Father which art in heaven, the model prayer, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And so I first thing as I do is I praise and worship. I don't want to get too much into distinction there. But the first thing I do is I write down God's characteristics I praise Him for. Now, I have a permanent prayer list that I just add to. If it gets too messy, I rewrite it all. But because I do the same things most of the time. It's not a ritual. I really praise Him for those things every day. But first thing I do is who He is, because He does what He does that I like because of who He is. He saved me because He's loving. So first thing I do is I'm going to praise Him. He saved me. But first thing I praise Him for is because He's a God of love. So I make a list. And so I'll just do this right now and show you what I do. I'm going to praise God. First thing I praise Him for because He is God. He's worthy. And I'll write down for His grace, for His mercy, for His love. And there's a word I like, merciful kindness, Psalm 1:17. So a characteristic of God we can praise Him for. Somebody give me one. A characteristic of God. Yes? Mercy? Okay. Got that. Okay. Another one? Faithfulness. Good. Perfect. Okay. Omnipotence is what I put in my prayer list. Good. These are all ones I put. Yes, sir? He's wise. All right. Omniscient or all-knowing. His wisdom. That's a good one. Let's put wisdom. All right. Yes. Kindness, good. Yes. Undescribable. I don't know if that's a characteristic, but it's true about him. Yes, sir, Brian. Huh? Unconditional love. Yep, it got his love there. Dennis? On their presence, always there. Yes. Good. Okay. Did she get yours? Okay, you have one? Holy, good, perfect. Jess, you have it?
Compassionate.
Righteous. Okay, righteous. Yes. Patience. Good. That's one of the ones. Always patient. That's what, I, you know, it's funny, but in all those things, the one I praise the most for is to say, God, you're so patient with me. Every night. By the way, I pray at night because I'm a night owl and I'm most awake. I give God my tithe, my first fruits, my best time. And so I don't give God my tired time. I don't go, Lord, oh God, I praise you. I don't do that. I give God when I'm alert and my mind's good. I don't give God my leftovers, and so I praise God. I eventually I'll get it in the morning, but right now I pray at night. And so, okay, so there's a good list there. And people say, how can you pray 10, 15 minutes? You start listening there. And we're not going to have time to finish that list of God's characteristics. Okay, so then I'm going to praise him for what he does. That's just who he is, okay? And I praise him for what he does. I praise him for salvation. It's the first one I always praise him for. Okay, what else has he done for you? Yes?
My provider.
Provision. Okay, something else he did? Yes, sir? Okay, salvation, he got that.
Protection,
good. Yes. What? Trustful, okay. Yes, sir.
Comfort.
Comforts us, okay. I praise him for things he does, and then I praise him for things he's done for me. Like I praise God for every day for my home. Okay, just pray to God, thank you for my home. I've been in a lot worse. Praise God for, right now I'm praising God every day for my new vehicle. Okay, and I have a vehicle. How about your family? Anybody praise God for your family? Okay. I praise God for my health. Okay, health. So I'm just going to make a big long list of praising him for things he's done. I praise God every day for this new building. The building. Now, there's things I have personal. I praise every day, God every day that he called me to the ministry. Praise God that I'm still in the ministry. I praise God for how he's used me. I praise God for my friends, and I praise God for the Word of God. I praise God every day for the Bible. The Bible. And anybody else, you want something on the list? It's just I'm not going to do a complete list right now. Yes? Okay. All right. If you don't have something serious, okay. All right. Somebody else? His servants?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Praise God. We did provision already. That's food, protection, comfort, home, vehicle. I'm just listing some things. You can praise God for whatever you want. Your clothes, for your job. Yes. Let me write down. Just jotting things down. Okay, Dennis. Okay, for grace. Okay. Yes, Mark. Okay, America. Okay, I praise God every day for the Holy Spirit. And for Jesus, for being such a good father. I praise God for my wife specifically and then my children. Now, this is all before I'm going to pray, okay? Now, I don't make this whole list every day. I have a list, and it's there. But I'm going to pray later. But if you look at the Lord's Prayer, it's half praise, okay? Longest book in the Bible is praise, okay? The book of Psalms, by a long shot. So I'm going to, and so that's a good list there. I'm going to praise God for all those things. Then I'm going to confess my sins. I don't write my sins down because I don't want anybody finding my list. And so I don't write my sins down. I usually, when I start praying, God usually reveals anything I haven't confessed really quickly, and I get that out of the way and confess that. And I do that in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And so he does that. And then after all that, I make my requests. Okay. And then I start asking him for what I need and for others. And as I get to be a better Christian, which I still have ways to go, my wants. When you're a baby Christian, don't worry about it. All your prayer time is going to be your wants. Okay? And that's not bad. It's starting out. You want to pray. That's okay. But as you grow, you spend more time with others and praying for others. And if you read John 17, Jesus, the whole chapter is Jesus praying. He's praying for others, the whole chapter. That's where you're there, but it does say, give us our provision, give us this daily bread, and so he prays for that. And so then, what do? I go in and begin to praise God. Now, all that was just a list. You should make a list to praise God for, because you'll forget some of these things you remember today, and then tomorrow you add some to it, and pretty soon you get a pretty long praise list. And you say, I don't have time for that. Turn off your TV, and you'll have time for it. And turn off the internet. I got to find everything out. No, more important to praise. Just don't waste time and find some time to praise God. And okay, take 15 minutes of your day to praise God. When I praise God, I lift my hands most of the time. I don't always. Sometimes I walk around and praise God for things, but I always end up raising my hand naturally. I don't force it; it just happens. It's automatic. And you say, "Lord, thank you so much." It's just natural. It's like shaking somebody's hand. You reach out your hand when you praise God. You just naturally lift up your hand, and so you begin. And usually, by the time I'm done with this, the praising part of my prayer time, I'm throwing a fit, and my problems don't seem so big. And I'm screaming and yelling and praising God and jumping up and down and shouting and praising God. And why? Because I am so blessed. And God has been so good to me. And I can't do that in front of people. And I can't do that to my wife in the next room. Now, you might be able to do that whispering, and you might be able to do it. That's fine. It's just me. I really need to be shut the door of my closet and literally just go away from people and do my best. And sometimes I couldn't find a spot. I'd drive 12 miles each way every day to go pray. And because I couldn't find a spot alone. I just couldn't. So I drove all, when I lived in Tacoma, I drove all the way to McCord back in the days when you can get on the base. And I used to go out in the country on the base there and pray. Because I just have to be alone. Why? So I can praise God. So this is what I'm not real comfortable in. And I'm not going to do it well. I'm not going to do it like I do it. Because I know I can't do it very good in front of people. But I'm just going to praise God. In prayer, I'm going to go through this quick list we made here, and I will just praise the Lord and go through it kind of how I do it, and I will try to be as least mindful of you as I can, because I just want to show you how I do it. So why? Because it's really important you offer the sacrifice of praise. And if you find a better way to do it than me, then do it, because I'm not sure I have it perfected. The Bible says that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings has he perfected praise. And so a little kid can probably teach you how to do it better than me. But I feel like God wanted me to do that. So I'm going to show you how I do that. And by the way, this won't happen on accident. You won't praise God. And by the way, do you know most Christians who go to a church that has the emotional service, they think they praise God for the week because they lifted up their hands by somebody in the group that they were singing up, and they don't get alone with God and praise him at all. And I think you ought to spend a good amount of time. It's huge in the Bible. While I have been, make his praise glorious. It's a big deal to praise God. Praise them like you did when your football team won the Super Bowl. Praise God like when somebody wins the lottery. You should be excited about what God's done for you. So we'll go into prayer. We'll go into praise. I'm going to do this. I'll do my best. And I'm not going to do it as emotionally as I do it, because you'd probably think I was crazy, and I just am not good at that. And so, we'll give a chance. If any of you, when I get done, if any of you want to praise God in prayer for a minute and thank him for something he's done for you, we'll give you a chance to do that if you want to, and do be serious about it and praise the Lord and just say, you know what, I haven't praised God at all today for something. And you say, you know what, I want to praise God for something so good. He's been so good to me in this. And we'll give a chance to somebody else. You want to pray? Praise God. We'll do that. That's the message is done. And so let's just go ahead and go into praise, and we'll do our best to just do it how we do it. And Father, I thank you, first of all, for prayer, that I can come and praise you, that I have the opportunity. What a blessing, Lord, that Jesus became our high priest and we are able to enter in to the throne of grace. And Lord, if I don't get asked for anything, Lord, that's just being able to thank you and talk to you is more than anything I deserve. And I praise you for the chance to talk to you. Thank you right now, though I don't understand it. I'm before your throne. And Lord, I want to praise you for your goodness to us. And Lord, and thank you for all the great things you've done for me, Lord. And you are great. And Lord, if I could make up a God, if I could make up you, I wouldn't have made you as good as you are, because you're beyond perfect, Lord. And I thank you for who you are. And Lord, first of all, you are God. You are omnipotent. You're all powerful. You you made everything, Lord, and we're so arrogant as humans, and we think we're so much, Lord. But we're nothing, and I'm nothing. And to be able to talk to you is a privilege in my life, and I praise you that you are God, and you're God alone. There is no other God, and I thank you that in your goodness you let me know the truth of who you are. And not for anything I did, Lord. I could have been born somewhere else. I could have been not had someone witness to me, but I praise you that I know that you are God and you're God alone. And I praise you for that. And Lord, I give you glory for your grace. Lord, you give favor to me because you decided to, and you didn't have to. You could have been angry with me, Lord, with all I've done. I thank you for grace. And you're a God of mercy, Lord. As you said so much in Psalm 136, I think 31 times, your mercy endures forever. And Lord, there are so many times I deserve mercy, and I praise you. I give you glory for mercy and for how much you give us mercy. You don't give us what we deserve, and Lord, I don't deserve anything but hell. And I thank you for your love that nothing can separate me from. Thank you for your love, for God so loved the world. Lord, it's greater than we can ever sing and I can ever praise you for. And you are love, Lord. You don't just have love. I praise you for love. I praise you for your merciful kindness. Not only, Lord, you not punish me, but you're just kind. You're just nice to me. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you. You blessed me today. Thank you. You helped me today. Thank you. You had favor on me today. Thank you. You blessed me in so many, 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 many ways, Lord. And I thank you for your kindness, Lord. I would not be kind to me anymore if I were holy like you and saw everything I'd done. And I thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your omnipotence. You know everything. Lord, I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry about how things are going to work out. I don't have to figure out every solution, Lord. I have things I don't have the answers to, Lord. But I thank you. You're omnipotent and you know everything. And I give you praise and glory for that. Thank you for your wisdom, that you know what needs done, that you wrote in your scriptures. Lord, the Bible's so wonderful. Thank you for it. And thank you. You have all the wisdom and that there is, and you and no nothing's going to stand up against you. And I think you're wise, and I thank you that you're kind and you're patient. And Lord, you just always come back. Lord, the backslider, you love them anyway, and you want to bring them back. Praise you, Lord. Thank you so much for being so patient with me, Lord. Lord, you've been so good, and thank you. Right now, I know you're not angry with me. You've been patient. You remember I'm but dust, and I praise you for your patience toward me. Thank you. Never change. Lord, people change and the world changes. And I know you'll be the same when I'm 70 as you are now. I praise you. You are the Lord and you change not. I think you're holy. You never do wrong. You never disappoint. You never do something that's immoral. And Lord, you make heaven a perfect place. And thank you for that. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your patience. I give you glory. You're a great God, and I praise you and give you the glory for who you are, Lord. You are so good. And how can I not bow my knees? Lord, I just right now choose to bow my knees to you, Lord. And I don't have to, Lord. I know everybody will, but I'm not going to wait till eternity. I bow my knees. I know every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And I do it willingly because I love you, because you've been good to me, because you're kind, because you're gracious, because you're better than I deserve. And so I willingly bow my knees to you and proclaim you as my Lord. It's your life, whatever you want to do with it, because you're so good. Lord, I don't have to serve you. You gave me free will. Yet, Lord, I'm going to keep your commandments because I love you. And I love you because you're so good to me. And I bow down to you as God. And Lord, I praise you. Praise you for salvation, Lord. Thank you. I'm not going to hell. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for loving us so much. You sent your son. Lord, I cannot comprehend that love. Thank you. It wasn't a partial salvation. I'm saved to the uttermost. Thank you. My sins are washed away, and I'm never going to go to hell. And my sin is white as snow, Lord. Your salvation is so amazing. Thank you for it as a gift, and I thank you for it. Thank you for providing for me. Thank God, enough food today. Thank you for safety today. I don't know what you protected me from, but Lord, I thank you for always keeping me safe with my crazy life and all the things I go through, Lord. No matter where I go, you take care of me, and I thank you for providing for my family. I thank you for comforting me in trials. Thank you for my house, Lord, and thank you for my yard, and you gave that to us, and thank you. I have a place for my kids to be, and it's safe, and thank you for the new vehicle and blessing us with that. Thank you for my health, Lord. I praise you for that, Lord, and I pray you'd keep me healthy so I can go to your work, so I can go on this trip to Zambia and you'd keep me healthy, Lord. I pray, I thank you for this building, Lord. It's amazing. This thing was a dump 6 months ago, Lord, and we got a building we should never have, and it was you, Father, and so many things had to happen. I praise you for this building, Lord. I can be here praying. I can be here and working. I can walk outside and win souls to Christ. We can have classes for the kids. We have everything we need, and we thank you, Lord. We're here, and we're free here, Lord. We can be here with you. Thank you for the Bible. Lord, there's people walking around, think of Indy with all those gods, and in darkness, not knowing the true God, not knowing the way of salvation, and that you gave us a perfect book, and you inspired it, and you made it inerrant and preserved it. And Father, you give me a copy of it. Lord, I'm so blessed. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for not leaving us in darkness. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for people who serve you and people who influence me. And thank you for my pastor that spent so much time with you. Thank you for Pastor White, who witnessed to me. And thank you for my wife, who has been such a blessing and taught me so much. And thank you for my job. And thank you for providing for me and giving the opportunity to work. And thank you for grace. Thank you for America, Lord, that we're in this nation and it's free. Lord, we're in trouble, Lord. But thank you today, we're free to serve you. Thank you today, you haven't brought your judgment down upon this nation. Thank you today, we have all we need, and we're still free to serve you. And thank you for that. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior. Thank you for being a father, Lord. You are a father to the fatherless with me. You're a father to us, Lord, when we're not good children. You provide for us. You protect us. You love us. You spend time with us. Lord, thank you for such an amazing relationship that you draw near to us, that you want to be a father to us fatherless. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you so much. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for their health. Thank you, Lord, for just giving me a family and the opportunity to help them serve you. Thank you for our church and people so dedicated to you and the people who have been saved. Thank you for a great day Sunday. And thank you for speaking to us, Lord. Thank you for 6 souls saved on Saturday. Thank you for several souls saved on Sunday. Lord, thank you for the kids that got saved. And kids have been coming for years, but just were too young. And thank you. We get the privilege of witnessing and preaching your gospel. Thank you, Lord. You put us in an area where we can win souls. Thank you, Lord. You gave us mouths. Thank you. We can speak your word. Thank you for a mind that's smart enough that I can go preach the gospel and win a soul to Christ. Thank you for freedom that we can go do that. Thank you for tracts, and thank you for, Lord, putting me in a soul-winning church when I got saved. Lord, you're so good. You give us so many opportunities. Thank you for tonight's chance to preach your word, and I pray tonight we'd praise you. Lord, you've been so good to us. There's many things we don't remember. Lord, we don't know all the things you've been good to us in. I pray tonight, Lord, as you just give us a chance to praise you a little bit, Lord, I pray we'd thank you. Thank you just that you did some things for people here tonight. Justin's got a new car, and you, that was a big prayer request, Lord. As it was, there was a lot of spiritual things involved in there he talked about, and I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, for the good things you do for our people, and I pray you'd continue to give us reason to praise you. And Lord, we just love you. You are a good God. You're above and beyond anything we deserve. And thank you, Lord, before we ask anything, I just want to say thank you for being so good to us. And Lord, I know I forgot things, but I just praise you. You're a good God. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. You just want to stand up and praise God for something?